Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Child star Drake Bell's co-star Josh Peck is speaking out about his child abuse case. This is your trigger warning right here. We're going to be talking about Drake Bell, who's recently revealed that he was at the center of a sexual abuse case when he was a teen star on Nickelodeon. So a lot of people were wondering why Josh Peck, who was his co-star in Drake and Josh, hasn't said anything. Drake Bell went on the Quiet On Set docuseries and revealed that he was at the center of this sexual abuse case where one of his dialogue coach at Nickelodeon did unspeakable things to him as a child and assaulted him. And he has finally come out and posted on Instagram that they had spoken privately, but now he's putting out a public statement saying that he hopes that this will lead to change in Hollywood. He says, I want to give my support for the survivors who were brave enough to share their stories of emotional and physical abuse on Nickelodeon. Children should be protected. Reliving this publicly is incredibly difficult, but I hope it can bring healing for the victims and their families, as well as necessary change to our industry. So I'm glad this is all getting called out, because the fact that this was a secret for years is heartbreaking. I think a lot of people saw Drake Bell kind of go downhill in the last couple of years. He's had some very weird situations that he's been in where people are kind of like, side eye, child star gone off the rails. But I think having the context of knowing what he went through as a kid is making people have a lot more empathy for him.
Yeah, I've got a very hard line about stuff like this, man. I think if you're found guilty of stuff like this, there's no punishment that's harsh enough. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Well, thank God the guy who was found guilty ended up going to jail. But then I think it was in the interview with Dan Schneider, who's at the center of all these hostile work environment allegations for Nickelodeon. He said that he was then hired by the Disney Channel, like right after he got out of jail. And I'm like, how could anybody allow that? That's what I heard in the interview. But
money, man.
Yeah. But it's, I mean, like, can you not hire anybody else? Like, hire the guy who didn't go to prison. Like, I'm sure there's hundreds of people that want to work for the Disney Channel and would do a damn good job at it. So don't hire the guy that literally got convicted. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
you can talk yourself out of a lot of things if you want to make money. Money, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Unfortunately. Anyway, Ricky Martin's dad is actually the one who encouraged him to come out when his team wouldn't allow him. So Ricky Martin is an artist I listened to growing up. Living the Vida Loca was a song that I have like very early videos of me like as a kid dancing to in my family room.
She banged
TRL back in the day.
Yeah.
And he didn't come out until he was 38 years old in 2010. In a letter that he posted to Twitter, he said that he was closeted for so many years because his managers wanted him to stay silent. He said this on Andy Cohen's show.
What was your team telling you at that time?
Don't. No, this is going to be the end of your career. Don't. Right. You don't need to. Why? Shut up. Everybody knows around you. You don't have to tell the world. Your friends know. Your family know. Why do you need to stand in front of the camera and talk about it? They didn't understand the importance of it.
To me, it's so important because you're not allowing someone to be who they truly are. Like, how is that not so important to allow somebody whose entire career is based off of their musical talent and who they are? Why would you not want them to embrace everything that makes them them?
It's the same conversation we just had. It comes down to money. Right? Because he was a sex symbol at the time, right? Women were buying his albums. You'd go to the concerts. They were filled with women. And then he comes out as gay. And of course, his team is going to go, well, if you do that, we'll lose millions of dollars. So they're trying to talk him out of it, right?
I completely agree. I mean, you would think we would live in a world where whatever your sexual preference is, you wouldn't have to announce it, because straight people don't come out and say, hey, I'm straight. But at the end of the day, because of the position he was in, it makes sense why he had to live true to himself.
Look, we saw this on a much smaller scale with our former intern, then producer, who's now working in Nashville as a news anchor, Blake, who came out on The Bird Show. On a much smaller scale, this poor dude, like, couldn't live his authentic self. And then he gets this great job in Nashville. And he's also wondering, like, if I come out, are they going to fire me? Is this going to be accepted by Nashville? And that was just a short career. Imagine this dude having to hold it until he's 38 years old.
Yeah. And it took a lot of bravery. So that when I found out that it was his dad that actually pushed him to go public, I thought it was incredible.
So my father is a psychologist, and he's the one that...
Oh, wow, this is interesting.
And he told me, Rick, you need to come out. Wow. But especially when I became a father, he said, what are you going to teach your kids to lie?
Wow.
You got to be open. You got to... I want to help you.
Wow.
How can we do this? And I'm like, all right, Dad, I'm working on it. But obviously, when I did it, I wrote a letter and I tweeted it.
How did it feel sending that?
Oh, my God. Can I do it again?
Yes.
Yeah, I can only imagine the relief he felt that he finally didn't have to lie to millions and millions of people that follow him.
It must feel, in a lot of ways, like jumping off an emotional cliff. You know, like you're just not exactly sure what's going to happen. You have a chute on you, but you're not sure that it's actually going to deploy or not. So when you're telling the rest of the world, this is my authentic self, and things work out well in Ricky's case and Blake's case, it's wonderful to hear, but... How many stories have we heard where that chute doesn't deploy with the family and they end up ostracizing you and we're still living on that big time?
Yeah. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, the Burt Show.